Fonterra is speeding up plans to reduce and ultimately scrap the use of coal. The dairy cooperative says it won't be buying any more coal boilers, nor increasing its coal burning capacity. It had previously planned to phase out coal in its processing operations by 2030. The aim is now to cut emissions by a third by that date and to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. The chief operating officer for global operations, Robert Spurway, won't put a cost on the decision, but says it's one that needs to be made.
The ideal investment is where we can get an economic return from it. So there are plenty of steps, but we've made some very rapid progress over the last couple of years since we launched the roadmap to net carbon zero by 2050. In particular, this last year, we've co-fired our Brightwater site with biomass. We've done a trial of wood pellets at our Te Awamutu site in the Waikato. And we're well progressed on the electrification of our Stirling site. But overall, our focus has been on improving our energy efficiency in the first instance. That's both good for business and good for the environment.
So when you talk about the significant investment that you're making, how are you stacking up against your international competitors?
We benchmark against international competitors around the world. In some of our overseas sites, we already operate wood biomass boilers, for example, in our Chilean operations. But it really depends on the individual markets. Electricity and indeed coal and gas and wood biomass are all priced differently and have different availabilities in each market. Our real challenge is here at home in New Zealand, and that's where we can make the biggest difference, and that's what we're most optimistic about in this announcement today.
Mr. Spurway says Fonterra is also on target to achieve its other environmental goals, including cutting water use by 20% by next year and use 100% recyclable packaging within six years. It's also working with farmers to help each of them develop a farm environment plan by 2025.